City councilors in Springfield are working on the final details of an ordinance that would replace an archaic law and unenforceable rules that currently apply to food trucks and similar vendors. City Councilor Tom Ash said he is optimistic the issue will finally be resolved after years of discussion and setbacks.
I'm sure that we'll have an ordinance that the police will be satisfied addresses public safety, and that the vendors will be satisfied, hopefully, that addresses their needs and sets a level playing field for all of them.
Ash, who is chair of the council's public safety committee, said after a meeting Tuesday he believes one more hearing involving the vendors and officials from several city departments with a stake in the outcome will produce a final bill for the full council to vote on. The proposed ordinance would spell out definitions, establish fees and set fines for violations, and create a mobile food trucks committee that would be authorized to come up with rules and regulations and review license applications. The committee would have representatives from the police, health, assessors, and licensing departments, and the Springfield Parking Authority.
Licensing authority of sorts that would review applications, set fee requirements, set areas and territories where these businesses could operate. So it would operate very much like a licensing authority, but I think it's necessary, and it's based on what is worked and operated in other parts of the country, and that's where we need to go. I mean, that we need to have that structure in place.
Food trucks and similar vendors in Springfield are now governed by a law dating back to 1934 that was written for hawkers and peddlers. It does not allow for sellers to remain stationary. Police say enforcement is impractical, but food trucks do get ticketed for parking violations.
Right now it's archaic and it's unclear. And it's based on judgment and sometimes emotion. So we want to take that out of it and make the guidelines very, very clear and understandable to the vendors, to the city, to all personnel, the police department in particular, so that it's based on, you know, on the rule of law.
The issue of regulating street vendors in Springfield first surfaced 5 years ago when John Verducci complained that he was being forced to leave a spot in the city's entertainment district where he has been selling hot dogs for more than 25 years. He is still able to conduct business, but at a price.
It's the parking authority. They enforce you with tickets, which they're legal in doing that.
Verducci is a leading advocate of new rules for food trucks in Springfield.
It'll just set a fixed cost, and it'll be legal, and there won't be as much of a hassle. So, like, if I go to park now, you know, someone else could park there and I don't have the right to that spot. But this will give me the right to that spot and I pay them a fixed fee.
The city council in 2010 approved a home rule bill that gave the police commissioner the authority to license roadside vendors, but the special bill was never approved on Beacon Hill. The ordinance currently under consideration would not require special state legislation. The proposed ordinance draws from laws governing food trucks in Boston, Hartford, and Philadelphia. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.